Your time, 7 minutes past 10 o'clock is What's Up Lakers time.
Yeah.
And the mood has changed. The perfect energy. The kind of things you want to hear on radio to cool your temper down because tensions are very high. But we're here to make sure that you're happy on What's Up Lakers, where we bring you all the fun. I'm Feta. Liana is here. Stretching outside. And you'll hear from him very soon. We are in the spirit of the Grammys. Even though we didn't bring anything home, we are happy for our South African brothers and sisters that, you know, they are representing Africa on a good note. So why not? One thing we Nigerians know how to do is this. We know how to celebrate what did not consign us and what consigned us.
Yep.
And this
we
one,
claim it all.
We claim it all. And all this out. One kind of, it actually it concerns us because it's Africa. And yes, it's the African spirit.
It's
yeah.
ours. So it's we ours. Are Africans.
We are Africans. That's what the song says. We are Africans, not we are Nigerians. So if Tal is winning best performance of the year, of course, why not? We should celebrate as well Africa with her. And make me sway, make me water. Today we'll make you what? What are we going to make them?
Water.
What? And let me just tell you something in case you do not know, eh? Please allow your wives and your sisters to do this Tyler dance now. It's a Grammy Award winning performance song and step. So if your wife wants to do a TikTok video,
help her pour the water.
Please pour the water on her.
The water.
And let her do the song for crying out loud. There's nothing wrong with it. If she's doing the dance, she's doing a Grammy dance. So
yeah.
Somebody got to say, oh yeah, he put money for my account.
Don't worry.
Does he put food on the table?
It
no.
Will
okay. As usual, we'll start the show. And of course, we're going to be here with you from now till 12 noon. It's Monday, it's fresh. I don't know how cold it is outside, but when I was coming to work, it was really cold.
Yes.
And it's still foggy and hazy. But of course, if there's anything you know how to do, you know how to get through with this thing. And I always will tell people now when I'm having conversations with them and they say the air is bad, I say, get yourself a face mask if you cannot breathe well. Just do that, okay? I know it's no more COVID season, but face masks were not only for COVID in the first place.
Many mints in the markets, just buy something.
Just buy and cover your nose so you don't breathe in all the, you know, dust and everything.
But do you not prefer this cold weather?
I prefer, but I don't prefer the dust. That's the thing. If it was just cold and no dust, I'm all for that. But well, like, you have to also breathe in the dust and sneeze. And then you... No, come on.
You find a way to talk on radio.
I find a way to talk on radio. The funny thing is, I always say that. For some reason, I like it when I sound very nasal. It gives my voice this depth. Okay. But sometimes, at some point, I don't get too comfortable because I want to get back to my voice. That's what makes me. But anyway, Lagos, it's your voice. I want to be hearing when we open the phone lines in a bit. Of course, you know, Musings is there, heavily present, as always.
Only
let's not
news.
Forget that over the weekend as well, Nigeria made us proud in the AFCON. Oh, I love me some Nigeria.
Did you watch the match?
Well, I was getting all the feeds from social media. That was okay for me.
Have
you not heard about power greed?
Because of that greed, I had to leave my house. Go to ShopRite.
Ah.
Look for a shop inside there. Sit down.
Are you serious? I actually didn't, but like, see, these are the times as Nigerians that we are proud that we are Nigerians.
I'm not a football fan, but then...
I mean, many things may not be going right. There's insecurity on the rise, but we always find a way to make ourselves happy and proud at the same time. And I say thank you all for all the little things you do to make Nigeria what we can be proud of. I thank you. I thank you so much. But we have to take a break, Lagos. And when we come back, it's going to be time for a sound off. We were talking about everything that's happening in this world, giving our 2 cents, 1 cent, 4 cent, as much as we can, just to show you that we are really in this together in the way that we know how to. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100 meters hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadogba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
right, 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. It's time for Sound Off. And here, there's a story. Before I start, I'm going to say this. As long as insecurity continues to be a problem in this country, we're going to keep talking about it. I know there are other problems, but this is... I'm looking at the TV right in front of me right now, and I can see that a television station is also talking about insecurity. So... it's a lot, and we're going to keep talking about it until we see changes. And now, this story says, despite warnings by the federal government against crowdfunding for ransoms, the practice has continued to gain ground, with the abductees raising funds from relatives, friends, and social media to secure the release of kidnapped victims. Families of abductees told The Punch on Sunday that they disregarded the government's warning because they feared the victims might be killed or harmed if they failed to pay the ransom. By the way, of course, you've heard it in the news. 8 pupils and teachers of Apostolic Faith Group of Schools in Murray Ekiti, who were abducted last week, regained their freedom in the early hours of Sunday. But some parents and relatives say that the kidnappers freed the abductees after collecting 15 million and other items, including fried rice, malt, soft drinks, energy drinks, and cigarettes. And yes, it is worthy of Sound Off. Normally, if it was a show, one of the phone lines, and everybody should have their take on it. I can imagine all the things you want to say, but it's all going to be, you know, geared towards your anger, your dissatisfaction, how these things are being handled. We come on, you know, here, and we say the news that's making headlines that the government is, you know, clamping down on fundraising and paying of ransom, of crowdfunding, pardon me, and, you know, paying of ransom to kidnappers. But we do not see that they are very hands-on with tackling the problems. When they come out, when they regain their freedom, of course, our armed forces are going to say, oh, they went and they, you know, they, what is it called now? They freed them, or they, give me the word I'm looking for, please. They helped them, shall I, get out of captivity from these kidnappers. But the truth is, was money paid or not paid? Because this thing keeps, you know, giving this, it keeps encouraging these kidnappers. I don't have the, to be honest with you, there is nothing new under this one I want to tell you today. I just want to tell you that if this continues to be a problem in this country, we will continue to talk about it. We'll continue to say the fact that this show looks like our government has failed in protecting us as citizens, because we are doing the work ourselves now. I was telling you last week how somebody says 20 ways you can keep yourself safe in these hard times, in this very scary time. People are coming up with different tactics now to stay. One of them is to stay indoors and not get back to your house before 6 p.m. in a country that is your country, not somebody else's. I wonder how what you would now do if you were in somebody's homeland. It's just crazy. It's really crazy because... you see, I'd like to see that when things make the news and the government is, you know, making waves and, you know, trying to adopt new ways to bring sanity to the people, I'd like to see it follow through to the end. I'd like to see that when they say no more crowdfunding, it means that we're on top of it and we're going to be taking care of it henceforth. So you don't have to do anything. If your person, if your relative or your friends or your family is taken by kidnappers, don't worry, we're on top of it. We're going to handle everything. You don't have to pay. Not because you're not going to rally around if the government will not do anything, but because you believe that they have a better, you know, solution than just paying money. But apparently, it just look like that's not what is happening here. Because the parents are the ones that are saying, we paid 50 million. And that 50 million here, you can tell that the parents cannot afford it. They had to, everybody had to come together to make that happen. I'm just saying, on Sound Off, no time to check time or waste time on this. But as a country, we will keep telling the government to do what they have to do. Do what they can do. Do good by us. We have elected you and put you there. Whether that's debatable or not, you are a leader. You are leaders. And you owe us at least safety in our communities, in our country, in our states. Do that, because as a matter of fact, let's even, if there was even money to throw, there's no money to throw around in that regard. But if there was even money to not even pay, nobody, there's no money on ground, sirs, Mars. So please help us. Do what you have to do. Make the country safe for citizens. And that was Sound Off. Welcome to now. Check your time. 18 minutes past 10 o'clock right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta. Leanne is here with me and we are doing this show. What's up, Lagos? It's time for musings. And on the musing this morning, I'm going to be asking you a very interesting question. I am sure that if I open up the phone lines and ask this first question, are you tired of this country? If I ask you, I probably know what you're going to say. Except me, who is still very positive about this country and saying that, no, we die here. This land belongs to us. We are going to be here. We'll make sure things work.
You and who?
We are going to be here. This is going, it might not be so good right now, but we have hope that it's going to be better. And for that reason, we are doing our bit. Liana, on the other hand, will probably go to Cotonou if she sees the opportunity.
Cotonou.
Don't want to go to that. You don't want to go there. Why?
Excuse me.
No. You don't want to go to Cotonou. Why don't you want to go there?
What am I buying? What am I selling?
You just want to go and see, like, you know, just change environment. Just
please
enjoy yourself.
Feta, you should.
It doesn't really have to be.
I like stuff.
So that's about Jack Mine running away from home. Sometimes it could just be visiting, you know.
No.
Leave for a while, clear your head, come back. Who are you leaving the country for?
You.
If I give blow. It's like, I remove your wig.
I'm not saying the same thing.
No, we can actually do that. But today on the musings, I want to ask Lagos, sit up and let me ask you this. What it comes? And it says, okay, for those of you who are tired of leaving this country, of staying in this country, we know that things are not going the way you want at the moment, and you probably just want to leave. It's fine. We are opening, just go where you have to. But on one condition, they're going to sponsor you. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to do any. But you have to choose between these three countries. Ghana, Angola, or Ivory Coast. Where are you going? You have to choose one. And they are paying all expenses.
I'm sorry, but that is not jackpot.
That's not jackpot. You are not ready. You are the one that is saying that the country is not going the way you want. Oh yeah, and the government wants to pay for you to leave. Go. Well, we'll pay for you. Don't worry yourself.
Don't worry, we'll
but
remain.
You have to choose between these three countries. Angola, Ghana, or Ivory Coast. Lagos, as you're packing your bag, where are you going? Don't forget that OnePlay is here, making sure that you have a swell time, giving you extra money and just, you know, dousing the tension around by giving you, you know, money. And of course, it's Monday. We're going to be doing the live draw in a very short time. And you can get in on this game by playing with 500 naira. It's a little game, by the way. It is very much registered. You have nothing to worry about. We encourage you, my loves, to play responsibly. Don't use your brain as you are doing this thing. Yeah. Use your what?
Brain.
Your sense. Okay, but you can play, and it is only for people above the age of 18. So if you're not 18 and you're listening to the radio at this time, I'm not speaking to you, but you can tell your brothers and your sisters and your uncle and your aunties to play this game and win money. 20,000 is going to be given to three people when we do the live draw this morning, and you can play. How do you play? You're asking me the question. Apparently, you are a first timer because everybody here knows how we do to play this game. So all you have to do, we have new people. So yeah, so make sure you go to www.oneplay.ng. I would have loved to ask Liana what she would advise people who don't want to play this game, but there's no need to advise anybody. It's Monday morning. Go and play the game. www.oneplay.ng. Click on Nigeria Info when you're about to play the game, and you see instructions, and we just see the process right there. Play the game. I cannot wait to, you know, call you and celebrate you when you win this morning. Lagos, let's take a break. We'll be right back. I'm asking you, all expense paid trip to an African country, but it has to be one of these three that I've called for you. The government's paying. They're saying you are tired of the country and they want to help you to leave.
Why will you call it Japa in the first place?
It's Japa. If you're leaving this country to another country, it is that your own idea of Japa is different. But it has to be either Ghana or Ivory Coast.
Which
Lagos,
of these has
Lagos,
greener?
Where are you going to?
Which
let me know if I will pack my bag
Nigeria
and escort you
with
to
all
the
our
court
artists, with all our having fun Lene vibes and everything. Which of these is better?
Okay, you're saying you're tired of the country now.
Better,
you want to
better
leave.
Lagos, take it to Lagos. It's Lagos right here.
Yeah. You feel good?
I just want to come back and remind you that that's live draw is going to happen very soon. I don't want you to sleep on this, okay? 20,000 for this brand new week, just to start your week. A lot can do quite a number of things that you're not even aware of. I mean, money alerts, not debit alerts, because they're different kind of alerts. Let me be very credit alerts can do quite a number of things
the
that you're
that
not
makes
aware
you
of.
Smile.
So this is one of those things that makes you smile. And you can actually do that by just visiting the website. First, okay, let me just say, if you're not sure you're going to be playing the game, visit the website first and just peruse it. Look at the drawings, the design. You might change your mind in the process, but just go there and check it out, okay? With 500 Naira, my love, you can actually play and you win. Play but to win.
Why will you doubt?
Don't play to stand a chance. Play to actually win the game. So go there right now and play the game. And when we do the live drawing, in case you're just listening for the first time, basically when you win, we'll call you on the phone to tell you you've won. That's how it happens. And then, of course, you get your money that game. So make sure that you're playing, okay? I cannot wait to actually do the draw and pick you. But the thing, I want you all to tell me what you think about this. What is your take? What are you going to do? I wonder if tomorrow I should come to work prepared that I'm going to follow somebody to the airport, because it's probably just about time, you know, to leave for the better. I mean, it's your choice to make. But we'll come back from this break and we'll get talking, you know, on the topic. Is What's Up Lagos at 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'll be right back.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
That's how you say.
Yes.
Please, yeah. Lagos, the stretcher is back. So yeah, I don't really understand why you would say he stretched outside and he came back to cover.
I don't
know, like, why.
This is how you spoil his mind. You have to try harder.
Let me tell you, even when I caught her in a battle, yes.
What battle? Please, I need that gist.
She was cooking with too much meat.
And it was still fine.
We nearly broke up.
If you really want to break this relationship, you have to try harder. Use Google now. Google will help you.
Let me help you. How do I break successful relationships?
You see there.
Try that.
And take off your wig while you're at that.
Don't wear a wig to try to disrupt our relationship.
It will not work. I think that's why I heard juju has not been working.
It's juju.
JJ for
sure. You know when Nigeria won Angola, We started dragging Ghana because there's G inside Angola.
Yes.
It might not make sense.
Don't worry. Hold it. Hold that thought. But Lagos, we're having a conversation. We told you already. So all expense paid triple. Yes. You don't have to pay anything.
Yes.
But of course, you have iron stress to work you to the airport. We'll follow you to the airport.
Do the paparazzi.
We'll help you to pack small stockfish because we don't know if... I'm checking it now in Angola. Is there stockfish?
Yes.
They say they don't really know in the market.
They don't know.
So we're going to do all of that for you. But you have to choose between these three countries. Angola.
Which one do you go to? One.
Ivory Coast.
Two.
Or you're going to Ghana.
Which of the three?
Because you need you to complain on this show. They call to say that they're tired. The country is this.
So
okay.
We want you
government,
to go.
We spoke to the government.
These three, and don't come. You won't come back home.
You won't come back.
Ever
it's not
again.
To go and clear your head. It's not to go and charge your phone, even though there's power grid.
They're going to leave there.
They're going yet to stay there.
Angola, Ghana,
or Ivory Coast.
Which
Nigeria, please.
No. Hey, look at this.
That's the issue.
Alleged.
You allow government to vex. Now they will take this thing back.
People we are beat black, blue, and left side.
Is it by that?
Finished.
Have you checked their economy? Check it.
Have you checked their music?
You can be streaming our music from there now.
You know, if you're proud when we stream it. If you're from Cote d'Ivoire,
so we can argue with our fushes.
Davido will be Le Davido.
Le
Davido.
Le Davido.
Je m'en.
Le Bernard Blanc.
0700 993 993 023 01 465 7190. You can call us now and tell us what your peak is, okay? We have a post on Instagram and X. You can go there, drop your comments. I want to read all of that. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
You want to make up your mind now. Call us back. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
When it's time to jackpot.
Four lines, don't help us, so.
People's Village People show. It's Village People.
It's not Village People.
No, really.
They have not made up their mind.
What's up, Lagos?
So they try to come easy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so if we give you these three countries, which one you go?
Ah, my brother, the devil that I know is good.
What do you mean? There's no devil there now.
The devil, when I know, you know, so they manage the devil. I say, I'm not IED.
It's Nigeria French. Devil.
It's not that's not
Nigeria. Very hell.
Very hell. happen here?
Another one.
Hello? We can't hear you.
Good morning.
So you prefer this devil, this devil. Hell, and this war?
Okay, let's ask another person.
Okay. Good morning. What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
I don't know. 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. Of course, WhatsApp is there. 0809-597-5805. There's no comma there. Commas with this I do. 0809-597-5805. All right, this person on WhatsApp telling me, good morning. Good morning all. Happy February.
Feta,
you know one Jack Wabi? Question for only you. As you are in the studio now and your boyfriend surprised Valentine gift and your flight is 11 a.m. Sure you go finish What's Up Lagos. I will finish it.
Of course you will finish it now.
And first of all, you cannot say my man is already here.
Yes.
And US is not even in the office.
Yes.
We have a house there already.
We have two houses.
I was there over the weekend.
What's one in the United States, the other in America.
In America. So what are you talking about? I will finish my show. Yes. America can wait.
America, who is America?
America.
We've been to America before.
Many times.
We've been to London, Osaka.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
You don't chop now.
Don't chop
or the bread.
Yes. What's your name, sir?
The what did they pay me for this? Our country. See, they pay me to play. They hear me so.
No, our ear they pay not.
My name is Innocent from Alapuko.
Innocent.
Guilty of confusion.
Innocent, go ahead, please.
No. See, the two people they play match now. No matter how I think that.